Praise the Lord.
Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, everybody out there on this great day that the Lord has made, and we are still yet in the land of living to give God all the glory. Glory to God. Thanks to all that are on the line. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let us pray. Almighty Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you, praising you, worshiping you, because we adore you, Lord and Master and Savior. We thank you for being our Lord, Master, and Savior. As the Word teaches us to pray, our Father, which art in heaven, holy be thy name. Thy kingdom, Lord, come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us, Lord, not into temptation, but deliver us from all that is sinful and evil. Lord, bless all those that hear with a hunger and a thirst to know you in the deepness of your salvation and your glory. Thank you, God, for blessing those that are in orphanages, blessing those that have been in slavery, blessing Israel. Oh, God, your word say, pray for the people of Jerusalem. Bless Israel, Lord. But bless the body of Christ from the least to the greatest all over the world, Lord. Bless those that are in leadership, our president, that he might not leave that White House not knowing you in the pardon of his sin. Save his soul. Save those that are running, Lord. Save the leaders in every city and state, all the Congress, state senators and legislators and people who make these bills, just and unjust. God, have mercy on our souls. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your word, Lord. Let your word go out with a resounding alarm, with the trumpet sounding. You are soon to return, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you, Father, for all your mercy and your long-suffering and your goodness. In the name of Jesus, amen. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. I wanted to present some challenging questions about liberal and liberty versus conservative and publicans. And I know a lot of people don't understand, and a lot of people vote and think that they are voting. I'm talking basically to Christians who say they are conservatives, basically. Versus Christians who are liberal. The Word of God tells us where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The word liberal comes from liberty, and they are almost synonymous, liberal and liberty, versus publican, republican, conservative. But let me first of all share with you what I strongly believe. I strongly believe and know that Jesus Christ is the only way, the only truth, the only life. Only, L-I-F-E. That you cannot come to God Elohim, El Shaddai, the Lord Most High, without coming through Jesus Christ. I truly believe that Jesus Christ was the perfect sacrifice before in the Old Testament, there had to be a spotless lamb was offered up for sacrifice. And so I would appreciate if people would put their phones on mute, because I hear everything going on in the back. So I appreciate it. And then when you want to speak, just unmute. God bless. Thank you very much for your love and your patience and your mercy for doing that. However, I also believe that Jesus Christ is the perfect blood shed on Calvary for us, that he died, he was buried, and he rose again. I know him as my Savior and my Lord, and I trust and I depend and I look to him. He is my source. I don't look to this world, this politicians, or anything that the government might have to give, or anything that the conservatives might have to give. I look to Jesus, because I'm telling you, this is but a breath away. We're just one breath away from seeing our eternal Savior. So I look to Jesus, and I urge people, I want to blow the trumpet to let you know he is coming back again. And whether it be 1,000 years from now or the next minute, he's coming back again. And whether you don't believe it and receive it, when you give up the ghost, the breath that's in you, when your head gets cold, when your body becomes nothing, and you still are quaking and alive, not you, no, not in this temple you're in, but the real you, the real one. Because you can go to the mirror right now, you can't see the real you. I can go to the mirror right now, I can't see the real Ruth. But however, I have been made a new creature in Christ. I have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness, which I was born in, to the kingdom of God's dear Son. I have been made the righteousness of Jesus Christ. I believe that abortion is wrong. I believe lying and homosexuality is wrong. I believe thievery is wrong. I believe hypocrisy is wrong. I believe pride is wrong. I can go on and on and on. I'm not just going to give you a few of the little lies that the conservatives so-called give you. They believe that they can serve, that they say, I don't want to make no mistake and tell you what they really do. They say that they are Christians, but yet they deny the poor, they deny feeding the poor, they withhold every program that would help the poor. They believe in self-independence, pulling yourself up by the bootstraps. That is not scripture, I'm here to tell you. Anybody who teaches that we must be totally self-reliant, so totally self-independent, is wrong. Let me get you straight now. Let me make sure you understand. Jesus Christ is who we depend on. And believe me, if you don't believe me, I promise you God will remove all them crutches that you're hanging on to that's making you depend on something other than Jesus. So, and anybody, we hear all the terminology all the time, self-made millionaires, self-made this. Well, I'm here to tell you Philippians chapter 2 say that it is God who works in us to both will and to do. I'm here to tell you that the word of God say it is him who giveth us power to get wealth. It is God. So no matter how you slice it, how you came bad, and no matter how much you might not trust and love God, you didn't get it the way you think you got it, okay? And as we know, it's a proven fact that most of the multimillionaires, not all, are still thieves. So because it's just a plain old fact. You're a thief when you don't want to give God his glory all day. You're a thief when you want to live your life and do your thing. You're a thief. I'm telling you, we've been bought with a price. We've been bought with pure purchased blood. And we've been made free to serve the Lord. And I also want to mention Mother Teresa right now. And I'm so glad and thankful to God that we don't need the Catholic Universal Church to make us a saint. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I mean, and if you don't understand the power that's in that, you are really sad. You are a sad case. Let me tell you something. I've been a saint before the foundation of the world, even though I walked in sin until God came in and I was born again. But the Bible says, according to Ephesians chapter 1, that we were chosen before the foundation of the world. But I've been a saint ever since God came in and made his abode inside of me and you and all of us who believe and who look forward to Jesus Christ's soon return. We are gloriously and happily rejoicing in the glorious sacrifice that Jesus Christ made. He bought it. He paid for it. I cannot, that Titus chapter 2, there's not enough good works I can do. There's not enough good I can do to earn what God has already given me. He has given me liberty. He has made me free. And I have, as that's, and over there in the Old Testament, I'm going to go over there for a second. It said, choose ye this day whom you're going to serve. Will it be God or will it be Baal? Will you choose God or you're going to choose Baal? And I want to tell you, I was watching TV. The more I watch TV, the more I see. Even the heathens know that that name Jesus has power. Don't let nobody fool you. They might make jokes of you, laugh at you, and poke fun at you for believing in Jesus. But the Bible say, I know thy works, and I know them that have not denied my name. You got to lift up the name of Jesus. And if you don't want to call him by his American name, call him Yeshua or Mashiach. Call him Jah. Call him Elohim. Call him Lord God Almighty. Call him the Most High God. Call him the I Am. Call him who he really is, our Savior and our Lord. He is good to my very being. Call my being. And I'm excited. And I'm excited. Static, and I'm gloriously happy about the Savior, Jesus Christ. And I want everybody to have a little bit of what I have. I have tasted and I have seen that the Lord is good. I am grateful because I've been forgiven from, I was a big sinner and I've been forgiven from, forgiven much. To whom has been forgiven much, loveth much. I love the Lord. I'm glad that he chose me. I am so happy. I am ecstatic. I cannot say it enough. I can't be thankful enough. He bought me from the very pits of hell. He has made me alive. He has quickened all me and made me alive. I am saved and sanctified, separated from the world, and I live unto God. I'm not perfect, but I'm striving to please him. I tell you, the Lord is those who will surrender. Yield your lives to him. Surrender. I haven't given you any direct scriptures, but I got a bunch of liberal scriptures. These are scriptures that's in the Bible, whereas I couldn't find conservative in the Bible, but I did find publican in the Bible, and then you can Google that, and you can Google conservative versus liberal, and you'll see that the liberals, they claim that we depend on the government, or we look to the government for our help. And then versus conservatives, they believe, they say, and I like to always correct myself, they say they believe in pulling themselves up by the bootstraps. Well, I've worked all my life. I haven't been on welfare all my life. And then they tell these stories about people that was on welfare and their mamas was on welfare. Well, that is possible, but those are lost people. But once you get the salvation of Jesus Christ, we all used to be something. Generational curses. A lot of people believe in generational curses. I believe that when you were born in sin and you were born under generational curses. But I truly believe that whom the Son of Man sets free, he is free indeed. I would have to then go back and nail Jesus on the cross in order to keep on nailing generational curses and all those other things that go with curses in on me. Now, it's a process of receiving as many as receive, as many as receive. And it's a just like Romans 9:10. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, then you shall be made free. you know. So it's a process. Yes, some of those say for instance, one of the so-called things is if my mother had high blood pressure, I could have high blood pressure. Well, I don't accept that, even though I did high blood pressure. But I have been set free because I am walking in the healing blood of Christ. So yes, so it's a process. I'm not saying that you won't suffer some of the consequences, just like of some of those generational curses. But don't accept it no more than I accepted when they told me I had an inoperable brain tumor. They said it is no way we can move it. Okay, so I said I'm going to trust God because God knows every intricate of my body. Every blood vessel, everything, he knows, and he's able. So I had to trust in God. So that's what we need to do for blood pressure, diabetes, poverty. I'm rich, yet I might not have a dollar in my pocket. But I'm not rich because of money only. I'm rich because God's words say, he is my father, I am his child. And he is rich and he owns everything. So that makes me automatically rich. Now, whether I can go spend any of that wealth right this minute is a process. And when I got saved, I didn't just automatically, I became righteous in God's eyesight. He only see, when he see me, he see Jesus. He don't no longer see all the sins I used to commit or committed. He sees the righteousness of his son. That's when, and so when we nail Christ back on the cross continuously, talking about, well, I got to keep the law, I got to keep this, I got to do that, I got to, got to, got to. Well, then you're saying that what Jesus Christ did on the cross, and we got to be very, very careful about this. Galatians tell us, I read it to you last week, it tells us very seriously about nailing Christ back on the cross. When you deny that when he said it is finished, then when I say, oh, I got this, the doctor say I got this. No, the devil is a liar. Remember that. And get it down in your heart. The devil is a liar. He lies. His job is to make you, yes, his job is to make you feel you're a failure, you're worthless, you're nothing, you should continue to live. Those are his lies and his tricks. And if he can convince you that that world, that defeated world, is more powerful than the victorious world that Jesus Christ came. He said, I've come that you might have life and that more abundantly. He said, I feed the ravens and the birds of the air. Do you not think he will take care of you? Anything that we don't have is because we act amiss, the word of God say. It's something we really don't need. And you, those of us who are old saints, we've lived a long enough time to know we've asked God for things in the past and didn't get them. And then later on to find out it was more blessed that I didn't get it. God loves you. He knows your downsetting and your uprising. But the devil's job is to lie to you. Tonight, for you to meditate, we got 2 months left on voting. And I mean, I'm not telling you who to vote for because God in heaven knows. Only God has the plan of who should be in the White House. I tell you, we are in the palm of God's dear, beloved hand, and I'm trusting that. But I don't care. My concern is not so much for myself, but it is for the world. If we get the wrong Antichrist in there now, the it will bring swift judgment. But these things must come to pass. Don't get me wrong. We can pray all we want. These things are going to happen because the word of God says not one word of his shall pass, but his word shall live forever, forever. And God has already said evil men, seducers, going to wax worse and worse. It said that the weapon might form, but it will not come near my dwelling. This is word. So who are we going to believe? Whose report we're going to trust? We're going to trust God. I want you to know that you are victorious. But let me assure you, you are blessed. The word says over and over and over and over and over and over again, you are blessed. Blessed in the man is the man who trusteth in the Lord. You are blessed. Don't let the devil lie to you. When your bills are due, or when some you have pain in your body, and the devil comes and tell you that you've been forsaken and God done forgot you, don't believe him. Don't believe him. Don't let him get you all tangled up in your past sins and the past hurts that you've had. Let us go on to perfection. Let us go on to the higher calling that God has prepared for us. Don't be stuck. Don't get stuck. Your children are, say maybe they own drugs and they committing all kind of adultery. All kind of chaos is going on. And the devil's telling you you are worthless and stuff. Just resist the devil and hang on to the word. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. And I love you. And there is, remember Romans chapter 8? Nor death, nor height, nor things present, nor things to come can separate you from the love of God. Remember, go in the word and write them. Write them out. Sit down and write them out. Remember the school lesson used to be write something seven times and you'll get it in your memory. Pick these so that the devil can't get through that armor. This is the armor. Put on the whole armor of God. Put that armor on. And then when that devil comes, just laugh at him. Laugh at him. You know, we have the victory. We have, and God has given you liberty. I'm telling you, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Now, I'm not one of those liberals that believe in all those things, and there's millions of liberals that believe that is against all those same things that the so-called religious right believe. But the difference is, they say they believe in those things, but their actions have proven 1,000 times 1,000 that they don't believe. And then let me just ask one simple question. You say that you're a Republican and you're a Christian, but how could you be, and they hate the poor. They literally hate the poor and refuse. And Jesus said, he that lendeth to the poor, lendeth to him. I mean, the God said that. That's the Old Testament. But, I mean, remember these things. These people, but these are the same. Look up liberal versus conservative. They also believe in war. They don't. There is no limit on how much money they want to spend on war. But do you think they want to spend that amount of money on seeing to it that your children get a good education? Or that they get a good meal a day? No, they wouldn't dream of that. Oh, no, that's not a part of their religious rites, you know. So I ask you to pray, and ask God to give you sensible, intelligent, common sense thinking. Now, I ain't asking you to be a liberal either, because liberals believe in a lot of stuff. I'm asking you to believe and ask God for his perfect will for us, because at this such a time as this, have God prepared us to be here. We are here in the land of the living. We are here calling on and trusting in God. And I urge you, don't ask God for nothing that you don't already believe that you have received. Don't ask God, I repeat, for nothing that you don't already believe that you have received. Because if you do, you are asking amiss, and you are not asking in faith. The Bible says we must have faith. The only way to please God is with faith. So when you continually say we gotta pray, but then don't believe, it doesn't do no good to pray. Praying is talking to God in a reverence of tone, because God is holy. God is glorious. God is wonderful. Abba, Abba, the I Am, the Elohim, the Most High God, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the God of all. He is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I have had a wonderful time with you tonight. I didn't even begin to share all the scriptures that I have, but I do ask you to search your heart, search and see if you really be in the faith, because a lot of people have been lied and bamboozled. Trust God and trust that He is. Next week I will teach more on confidence. I have every confidence. Philippians chapter 1 and 6, Philippians chapter 1 and 26. I have my confidence is in God. I really have confidence in God. I don't fret when things go wrong, because I have confidence. You trust that chair you're sitting in. You trust the floor that you're standing on, your feet going, when you roll out of bed, remember, say, I can put that much trust in God. Trust God. Trust God in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Trust Him. Call upon His mighty name, because that name alone can save you. That name alone can deliver you. That name alone has power. It has power. And God is going to ask you in Revelations to give account for denying His name or holding fast to His name. I glorify and magnify the Most High God in the name of Jesus. I thank you and I challenge you, liberal versus conservative. Be what God say you have. Where the Son of Man is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And the Son of Man left, but He sent the Spirit back. And so if you deny the liberty that's in the Spirit, then you are making a serious mistake. I trust you will love the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and thy neighbor as thyself. Hang all the laws of the prophets on these two commandments. This is the will of God. This is the word of God. I trust you to love my Savior. And it's not because our love is so great for Him, but because He first loved us. Mm-hmm. See, we can't even brag about loving God. I can't even brag about that. Titus chapter 2 just don't let you do that. It just won't let me do it. It is Him who first loved us and gave Himself for us. God bless you. Y'all have a blessed night, and see you next week.
Amen. Praise the living God. What a message. Well, we've been blessed with A. Royal Prince of Love out of Houston, Texas. And tonight we will hear from the beloved Cynthia of Brunswick, Georgia. She has a word.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. I'm glad to be in the number one more time. I've been busy this week, but I thank God, because you know what? That helps us to be busy with doing the work of Him that sent us. It's a blessing to be able to do it. But I thank God because the Lord is so good to us. I'm a little hoarse tonight, but I'm going to do whatever I'm going to do is in the name of Jesus. And I praise the Lord. And I thank God. Lord, we thank you for this night. Lord, we praise you for the word that we just heard. And God knows your word is true all by itself. We thank God for each and every one that you have blessed, oh God, to be a partaker of this radio station to help get the word out. Let people know that they got a soul to live or one to die. And God, help us to be ready when you call our name in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we give you honor and we give you glory. Amen. We praise the Lord. I just want to talk a little bit about, I thought about Isaiah. When he told, and the Lord asked the question of who would go for me, he said, here am I, Lord, send me. But I wanted to begin at the beginning of the sixth chapter of Isaiah, and it talks about in the year that King Uzziah died. He said, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two, he covered his face. With two, he covered his feet. And with two, he flew. And one cried to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. I'm going to go to the, I want to go down to the eighth verse. I'm going to read a little bit more. And the post of the door was shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. So I said, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. And I'm going to skip a little bit and say, behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is shaken away, and your sin purged. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and whom will go for us? Then I said, here am I, send me. Hallelujah. I went down to the eighth verse, and I wanted to ask a question. What did he see? What did he see? First thing he saw the Lord sitting on the throne. He was lifted up high on the throne. And then, and he saw God for his holiness, for how holy he was. Isaiah was worshiping in the temple, and he received a life-changing glimpse of God. And it brought him to the place of absolute awareness. It showed him his sinfulness, his own sin. And he was confronted with it. You know, in this life, we sometimes get in God's presence and we begin to cry out to God, and the Lord will show us our sin. And this is what we want to be able to have a clean heart before the Lord. And we want to be able to know what's wrong in our life? Is there anything wrong in our life? That's why the Bible said, let a man examine himself. We ought to want to know what we're doing wrong. Don't try to get by with it. You know, like some people want to, if they know they have done wrong, they try to cover it up. But, you know, we ought to ask God to, is there anything in our life? Search my heart, God. Take it out. And, you know, a lot of time we might say something, might even think wrong of somebody. But, you know, we don't want nothing in our heart that's going to stop us from going to heaven when the time comes. Isaiah saw his own self, and he was able to, he confessed his sins before God. He acknowledged that he was unworthy to be in the presence of the Almighty God. And when we worship the Lord, we may experience similar experiences. But we got to know without a shadow of a doubt that we don't have to feel unworthy because God loves us. He wants us to come boldly before his throne of glory. Come, we can come freely and ask for forgiveness. Hallelujah. The Lord wants us to, then we can serve him. We can serve him with humility, with great joy and devotion, you know. And that's, he saw himself. He saw his own self. He took a look at the man in the mirror, and that's what Isaiah saw. He saw God for the great holiness that was in him first, and then he was able to see himself, and that's why he was able to repent and told the Lord that he was somebody of unclean lips. And then when we go down to the when I look at the third verse, they cried out, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy to the Lord. The whole earth is full of his glory. And I want to let you know that when those around announced God's holiness, they were stating the unshakable truth, which the word of God is the unshakable truth. The Lord is the perfect. He is so perfect in his holiness. And we got to recognize that today. We can't think God is just another man just like we are. We got to recognize him. We got the Bible say we should. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. He don't mean that we should be scared of him like he's a criminal or somebody that'll kill us. But, you know, just reverence him for the holy God that he is. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God that that he is absolutely pure. He's completely separated from sin. That's what kind of God that we have. And that's the way he wants us to be too. Jesus wants us, he wants to cleanse us through his blood. That's the only way we can be cleansed. We can't do it on our own. We got to be cleansed through the blood of Jesus. He wants us to be sanctified. That means for us to be set apart to do his work. To be set apart to do his work. Sanctified through his word, which is the truth all by itself. And the Lord, he sets his affection. He told us to set our affection on things above, not on these things that's on the earth. But think about the heavenly things. Think about going to see him one day. Think about the angels in heaven. You know, think about how he's going to open a book one day. The book of life is going to be open. And we want to make sure our name is in that book of life. Hallelujah. If we say that we abide in him, we are a part of him, we got to walk like him. We got to be able to do the things that he does. And the Lord, he told us to cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. We cannot act like God is just like us. We got to really want to do what's right in his eyesight. Like the scripture say, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in his sight. And that's what we got to think about every day. Everything we say or everything we do, we must, that's what we do it. We want it to be acceptable in the sight of the Lord. We got to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. It's not hard to do. That's what God expects of us. That's our reasonable service. He told us not to be conforming to this world. We can't act like the world. I want to let you know, he told us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. This weekend, we celebrated our 46th class reunion. And I went to the class reunion, and they had me to sing a solo program. They had a little program, and I sung the song about the key to the kingdom. I sung it on the radio before, and it talks about living holy and righteous, for that's the key to the kingdom. I let them know that we went to a graduation in 1970, and we put on our caps and our gown, and we walked down that aisle, and we were proud to we were very proud to go to get our diploma. But one day we're going to go to another graduation one day. And we got to prepare ourselves for that graduation. And that graduation is to go be with the Lord. And to hear, we're not going to be able to walk down the aisles, have on no cap and gown, but we're going to put on our long white robe and we are preparing to have our starry crown, and we are not going to walk down no aisle, but we're going to have two wings to fly, and our feet going to touch down. When it touches down, we're going to be walking on a gold paved, streets paved with gold. So we are preparing for that next graduation, and that graduation is to go and be with God. But in order to do that, we got to be holy, just like the Word of God has told us, to present our bodies a living sacrifice. We can't be conformed to this world. We can't act like they do. We went after we had the program, we had the gospel part. They did the prayer and everything, and they said the grace, and then they begin to play the secular music, the old-time music, and reminisce and back when they were young. And they begin to get out on the floor and dance and stuff like that. But and one of them came over to me, and they said, you haven't danced all night. Come on, let's go. He caught me by the hand to go to the floor, and I told him, no, I'm not going to dance. And the reason why I did that is not because I thought I was better than them, but I have been conformed. I have been changed. I've given my life to Christ. And a lot of them was professing to have given their life to Christ, but the Lord told us not to act like the world. We can't be conforming to this world. We got to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. My mind has been renewed. I don't go on the dance floor like that no more. I remember the day when I was out there. I would look at Soul Train in the morning on TV, and I would go to the dance floor that night. But when you make a change in your life, it should be a difference. Now, I just got through ministering to them in song, telling you got to live holy and righteous if you want to go to heaven. You don't even have to be a warrior. But the gift of God is given by his own hand. You don't have to be no warrior to be promoted or nothing. It is God that's going to do that for you. And we don't have to be rich to get there. God's going to take us there. But we got to accept Christ as our Savior. We got to be transformed. We got to be holy because he is holy. That's what the Word of God told us. He said, follow peace with all men. Holiness without no man shall see God. But we got to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Isaiah saw God for who he was. He saw the holiness, the holy God that he was. And he felt like he wasn't even worthy of even being in his presence. But when Isaiah, his whole life was changed when he saw God seated on the throne in heaven. But his awesome vision for God, it pierced him. That's why he felt like he wasn't worthy. That's why he confessed his sin, that he had unclean lips. And we got to confess our sin before God. And we ought not to be ashamed to do it before man. Because God said, if you be ashamed of me before men, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father, which is in heaven. And I will never deal effectively with, we will never be dealt with effectively unless we realize who God really is. When we study God's word, we begin to grasp his holiness. You know, his word begin to talk to us and convict our heart, and our conscience will start bothering us. And then we will be able to humble ourselves before him and realize that we have fallen short of his glory. Hallelujah. Oh, God. If we don't recognize that we have fallen short, then we're going to continue in the way that we've been living all throughout our life. But one thing about it, Jesus' death on the cross has taken away our sin. And his amazing love, that crucifixion and resurrection, it was a beautiful vision for God to give us his awesome holiness. That's how he gave us his holiness, through his son that died on the cross for him. And all we got to do is trust in the Lord with all of our heart, just like Isaiah did. Isaiah recognized that God was holy. Then he recognized that he was a sinner and he had to get it right. And then he saw his responsibility. That's why when God made the call and said, who will go for me? Whom shall I send? And he said, Here am I, Lord. Send me. That's what we are saying. Lord, send us to go out into the hedges and the highway to compel men to be his disciples. That's what we are saying. When we accept Christ, he said, after the Holy Ghost come upon you, he said, I give you power to I give you power to be a witness in your home, power to be a witness in your city, power to be a witness in your state, power to be a witness in other states, in other countries, in the uttermost part of the world. He wants us to be a witness everywhere we go. Even if we go outside this United States, wherever we go, we must be a witness for God. And that's what Isaiah recognized. That's why he said, here am I, send me. And that's what God wants us to be, humble. He wants us to be willing-minded. He wants us to be ready. He will never send you out to do a job unless he has already equipped you to do the job. And you know, a lot of people, they won't accept their calling because they are fearful. They are afraid that they will make mistakes. They are afraid that somebody would laugh at them, or they are afraid that they will make a mess out of things. But you know what? If you pray the prayer, Lord, use me for your glory. Speak through these lips of clay. And you know what? God will do it every time. I don't care what you're doing. Do it as unto God. He will do it through you. If you ask him, he said, whatsoever you ask in my name, I'll do it. And that's my prayer. I will ask God to speak through my lips of clay, and he would do it. And every time it be effective. When I get up to sing, if I preside, MC a program, or get up to speak before people, I'm not afraid no more, because God has given me that assurance that he's with me until the end of the world. And you know what? If we would be willing-minded like Isaiah was, and be ready to do the will of the Lord that sent us, then one day we will be able to say, when I see Jesus, it'll be amen. When I see the Lord, it'll be all over. When the book of life is open and the roll call is read, then Jesus will be there. He'll read your name. Your name will be in the book of life. And that's why we have not born holy, but we had to learn how to live holy. And that's what the song is saying. I've learned how to live holy, and I've learned how to live right. One day I made up in my mind, sometimes I've got to suffer. Jesus promised me if I suffer, then I'll gain eternal life. You know, when I see Jesus, it'll be amen. When I see my Savior, amen. Then all of my heartache, all of my disappointment, it'll be over. When I see Jesus, I said, when I see Jesus, it'll be amen. Hallelujah. What did Isaiah see? And we should ask the question, what do we see? When we look in the mirror, we're going to see ourselves. And if you see something not right, ask God to make it right. David said, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. And we'll be able to go and do the work of him that sent us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I know this much. God has blessed us tonight. And I want to open the line to help someone do something to say. And if somebody has a song to sing, go ahead and do it and let God use you. This is a day that we just want to rejoice and be glad. Amen. 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 Anybody? Hallelujah.
I can't hear.
Amen. Anybody? Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? Anybody? Well, I know this much, that when you heard the word, if you hear what has been said, you can't see me, I can't see you. All we can hear is your voice. But if we can reach out and touch somebody to understand what God is saying.
Thank you.
We're not looking for a conservative or libertarian. We're looking for a believer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Anyone got a word you want to say on the radio tonight? This is Labor Day. Don't labor if not laboring.
It's Labor Day. Your labor is not in vain.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Amen. Well, I heard my pastor give a great powerful word yesterday out of the book of Peter about how we should love one another. And I say this all the time. The more we love one another, the more we can trust of one another. And, you know, just like I'm going to tell you, to be honest with you, when I see a person drop off the line, I know that there are some issues, there's some problems, but I just use that as an example. If my phone goes mute, it means I've got confusion somewhere. It means I've got a problem somewhere. But if we stay close with God, yeah, this is what I put on Facebook. Then Jesus said again unto them, he's saying us today, I am the light of the world.
Yeah.
He that follow me shall no walking dog, but shall have the light of life. We have the light of life. That's something new. The light of life. The light of life. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So anyone from down in Georgia and Alabama, we got something to say? Anybody up in Mississippi got anything to say? Anybody in Louisiana got anything to say? Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, you know what? We left the lines open for prayer, healing, and testimony. What God has done for you today. Well, I'm going to tell you what God has done for me today. God woke me up this morning to a whole new door that I never think I'd say again. Did I have some challenges? Did I continue to give God the glory to the best of my ability? And the more I tell you, the more I say to see it. I will KSK radio television, I mean radio station.
Thank God.
Thank you, Lord. It's becoming so empowered with the Holy Spirit until a lot of people can stay on the line because I'm going to pray prior to getting on here. I'm going to pray because I want God to be glorified.
Amen.
I want to be glorified in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. And I know that when the sister come on every Monday night in the teaching, one thing I can say, if we come to a place to be tolerable, we can become learnable. If you become learnable, you can do God's word. because you and I, he tells us all the time. We are called by God through his Son, Jesus Christ. Now listen now, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not. Believe not. That's the key word. Least the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, shine upon them. The image of God. And so, a lot of us, we have to bring them to that point. We're living at a time and day right now in America. We got some real issues. Real issues. I don't know if it's in your home, in your door, in your car, with your child. What you know, we got some issues. And I will never tell you I ain't got some issues, because every day I live. But I trust in the Lord. He said, give all of you. Give what? Give it all. Give it all. And take his yoke upon you. I take it upon you and I learn every day. Every day. Every day. Amen.
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 Amen. Anybody got something to say?
I want to read a scripture, Pastor, if it's okay.
Yes,
and it's coming out of Jeremiah, and Sister gave a message just a while ago, and she was talking about the conservatives and the liberals and the society and the temperature of the world that we're living in. And in Jeremiah, the 29th chapter,
mm-hmm.
It is starting at the 4th verse, and it says, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, unto all that are carried away captive, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon. God said, build your houses and dwell in them, plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. Take ye wives and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons and give your daughters to husbands, that you may bear sons and daughters, that ye may increase there and not diminish. And this is the 7th verse. And seek the peace of the city, whether I have caused you to be carried away captive, and pray unto the Lord for it. For in the peace thereof, we shall have peace. We know what's going on in the political arena right now. Mm-hmm. But we are the people of God, like the sister said, we are to pray and seek the wisdom of God. Mm-hmm. And we are to pray for our leaders. We have to pray for these leaders, because we still living in this country, so whichever way America go, if we don't pray and do what God say do, we going the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to share that. I just want to share that with you, that we really need to pray for this country and our leaders. We mm-hmm. really do.
Amen. That's powerful. That is a word. That's nice. That's a word. That's a word. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody? Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, hey.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we just come tonight with such thanks for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us.
Oh,
God, you brought us to the place and call upon your name.
Yes,
we realize that all the great things that are going on in this world right now. The devil got the people so busy with the flag decree that they should
thank
come
you.
To hear what Jesus Christ is saying.
Yeah.
I want to thank you this night. God, you are God.
Thank you.
Our life. God, you can see us. God, you can love us. God,
yes,
you are Jesus Christ. And God, you are the Holy
Spirit.
We ask you tonight in the name of Jesus that you will bring us to the point where we can just say hallelujah, hallelujah,
thank
hallelujah.
You.
I love you for what you're doing, Father. I love you, what you're doing. For your word has declared and we decree it. You said in your word, look unto the Lord, who is the author and the finish of our faith. We look unto you, Holy Father, through Jesus Christ. I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to everyone that's been on this radio station, to everyone that's come on the radio station. Boy and Neil, will you bless us tonight, Father? Show us this very moment. We live in this life. We're just a heartbeat away from coming to eternity. I want to thank you for everything you have done, Father, about it.
Hallelujah,
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Somebody right now, we're praying they got cancer. But we declare and decree in the name of Jesus.
Come home.
right now. Let the Lord have his way in our lives. Rise up, my son. Rise up, my daughter. Rise up and to the Lord and declare, I heard the Lord call my name.
One day, Jesus.
I heard the Lord
Hallelujah.
Call my name one day. He called
Thank
it so
you.
Sweet. He called it so gentle. He said, my son, come on home. And I came in. And I know he's God all by himself. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else who got a word or knowledge of what the Lord has put on their heart? Anybody else? I don't got happy. Forgive me. Don't forgive me because when I get happy, I don't mind that in the world, no. Anybody else? Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Well, I want some people that are going to sing, but I guess they dropped out so that I do that. But I want to see the holiness of God. It's the holiness of God that's moving in the left right now. Anybody else got a word to say? They got to say something. Anybody else? Anybody else right now in the name of Jesus? We bind the word. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Anybody else got something to say? Well, I want to let you know tonight we just want to thank God for everything God has done for us. We just believe tonight that all things are working together. And we had a great night tonight. We watched God do what he says he's going to do. And we just believe what God says he's going to do. And one thing I would say, at the top of the hill, there was an old Calvary. There was no cross, but the cross was naked. It was naked because who they looked for, they couldn't find it. But when the woman came into the place, they went there and said, and the angel said, who do you see? And,
Amen.
We got about 5 more minutes to be